So let's begin again by finding a posture that allows our animal body to be at rest. Allow our animal body to enjoy some stillness. Might take a deep breath in, enjoy the relaxation on the out breath, the freshness of the in breath. And then with relaxation and faith, we can let the breath be natural. And then see if there's any way, if you can be wakefully content in these conditions. Where there are sounds coming or going, thoughts coming and going. While breathing in and out inside of your body, and you have a basic sense of contentment, a basic sense of ease. Can these simple experiences be a refuge from the more complicated experiences of life, or more complicated activity of your mind? Just a simple animal breathing in, breathing out, and aware that you're breathing in and breathing out. As a skillful means within breathing meditation, while breathing in and out, you can become more aware of your body. And then invite your body to relax. This is the next suggestion after working only with the breath. See if you can use the breath to support a simple awareness of your body, starting with large areas, upper body, lower body, Maybe left leg, right leg, torso, right arm, shoulder, neck, head. Can I breathe in and out and be more aware of my body? Can I breathe in and out in a way that it further invites my body to relax? You want to do this in a way that is relaxed, doesn't feel burdened by an agenda. Breathing in and out, I appreciate my body as I experience it. Sometimes just breathing in and out and awareness of your body allows your body to relax. Sometimes when we relax our minds while we breathe in and out, it also invites our bodies to relax. We're not trying to force our bodies to relax. Just invite more awareness into whatever is easy to feel. Just as we let go of the breath, we can sometimes let go and our attitude in the body relaxes to some degree. We can keep the practice simple and just be aware of our breathing. And we can also open up our field of attention to appreciate our bodies. Being patient and attentive to the flow of body sensations. To begin with, you might look for body sensations that are pleasant or neutral. And then carefully add parts of your body that feel challenged, uncomfortable, sore, maybe even painful. You only want to stay with these body sensations as long as you feel relaxed, as long as you feel attentive. If your mindfulness is agitated by pain, it's helpful actually to put it back on your breath or in other parts of your body, or even open back up to sound until you feel that relaxation come back in, that ability to let go. Is skillful practice to not exhaust your mindfulness on sharp or chronic pain. You want mindfulness to be generally a pleasant experience. You want mindfulness to feel like a refuge. So feel free to return to the breath or just stay with the breath. And also feel free to explore the lived experience of your body through sensations. as we discover how to take refuge in the breath and the body. We can put more and more faith in the breath and the body. We can see how our well-being grows out of simplifying our attention, letting it be whole and relaxed. And that our whole and relaxed attention can fill our experience of our body. Our whole and relaxed attention can be content with just one breath. I invite you to experiment what it's like to surrender fully into mindfulness of breathing or mindfulness of the body. Further putting aside whatever isn't the breath, whatever isn't the body. I release and I let go. See if I can draw all of my contentment from just breathing and just being body aware. with faith, patience, and surrender, I relax and turn my attention to breathing in and out, and at times opening my awareness to my body sensations. With faith, patience, and surrender. One breath at a time. One moment at a time.